Eric's Sounds of Jazz with Eric Offner, Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
You've just heard Blue Horizon, my theme song, played by Sidney Bechet, an improvisation by Sidney Bechet. We are in for a treat. The name of this show is Eric's Sounds of Jazz. We are doing a CBS television program, the finest jazz television show ever produced, which was called The Sound of Jazz. Frankly, I named my show after The Sound of Jazz, saying the name of the program is Eric's Sounds of Jazz. We're going to start off with the Count Basie Orchestra, which was assembled in the CBS studio. It was Studio 58 on Sunday, December 8th, 1957. The host was a writer for the New York Herald Tribune called John Crosby. And the first number that you're about to hear is called Open All Night. Some people have called it Fast and Happy Blues, composed and arranged by Nat Pierce. And the soloists that you're about to hear, I'll give the full lineup after the particular broadcast of this particular number, but listen for in this order: Hawkins, Wells, Mulligan, Newman, and Basie. Okay, let it roll. Thank you.
live television have one big thing in common. A quality known as immediacy. You got to catch both of them at the moment they happen, or you very likely have lost them altogether. So today, Seven Lively Arts is going to toss the two together, see what happens. This will be an hour of jazz. It will largely be improvised. Those 32 names there include some of the finest jazz musicians alive today. During the next hour, they'll be bringing you the sound of jazz from Studio 58. They're not going to attempt all the sounds of jazz. That wouldn't be possible in an hour. The emphasis will be on the blues, which are basic to all jazz. The blues are by no means always sad. Matter of fact, you just caught a glimpse of Count Basie's big band bringing you a fast and happy blues. Let's join him. There's not going to be a lot of talk on this program today. I'm not going to interpret jazz or analyze it, bring you its history. The important thing about jazz is to experience it, feel it, enjoy it. We have got together six different musical groups today whose styles vary a good deal. However, the labels given to different kinds of jazz, swing, progressive, Dixieland, don't really mean very much. Next group you're going to hear is a kind of mixture. Chicago jazz, New Orleans jazz, and swing.
You've heard Count Basie's All-Star Orchestra with Roy Eldridge, Joe Newman, Joe Wilder, Doc Cheatham, Emmett Berry on trumpets, Vic Dickinson, Dickie Wells, Benny Morton on trombones, Earl Warren, Ben Webster, Coleman Hawkins, Jerry Mulligan on saxophones, of course Count Basie on piano, and Freddie Green on guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, and Joe Jones. That's the band you heard for Open All Night, and you will also hear it on I Left My Baby, which will follow Blue Monk later on in the program. The next band is Henry Red Allen's All Stars, with Henry Red Allen on trumpet and vocal, Rex Stewart on cornet, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor, Nat Pierce on piano, Danny Barker on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. They're going to play Louis Armstrong and Jelly Roll Morton's Wild Man Blues, and Earl Hines and Hen Wood's Rosetta. Vocal? Henry Red Allen.
And the leader, Red Allen, thinks the blues are good medicine for all of us.
Always the blues. It's very short, 12 bars. According to how a guy feels, maybe they might have a happy feeling and still could play great blues. Might be very sad and still could. But it's the atmosphere of the other guy. It's exciting, and it reaches the next person. Probably they may have troubles. And I think it helps to make them happy. I'll forget their troubles. Same as they do the playing of the poison. Seems like it injects into the next poison. In fact, that's what I seem to pick up from people that's listening.
Nice. Watch it.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to sit in front of my television set in December of 1957 to watch this wonderful program. And the musicians? I used to listen to them regularly at Stuyvesant Casino. How could I miss Henry Red Allen? He used to play Rosetta at Stuyvesant Casino many a night. Rex Stewart, occasionally present. Pee Wee Russell, all the time. We used to listen to him all the time. And we occasionally had the treat of listening to the great Joe Jones in Stuyvesant Casino. Thelonious Monk was a very unusual jazz cat. Watch him on stage. See his feet move. Look at his hands. Very unusual. And Thelonious Monk, in those days, wrote Blue Monk, which actually is ahead of its time. With him, of course, on piano, Ossie Johnson on drums, and Ahmed Abdul Malik on bass.
The song is Blue Monk.
That was an interesting blues number. And now we're going back to the great Basie band with Mr. 5x5, Jimmy Rushing. And he's going to sing I Left My Baby.
I left my baby standing in the back door crying. Yes, I left my baby standing in the back door crying. She said, son, you've got a home as long as I've got mine. Standing in the back door crying. Yes, I left my baby standing in the back door crying. She said, son, you got a home long as I've got mine. When I leave you, baby,
the solos on I Left My Baby, in the order of the solos, was Rushing with Webster, then Basie, Wells, Eldridge, this time on flugelhorn, Hawkins, and then Rushing with Dickinson. A wonderful number. I know you enjoyed it. You're listening to Eric's Sounds of Jazz. My name is Eric Offner. I'm your host. And if you want to reach me, you can call me at 516-627-4468 or at eoffner@optonline.net. My email address is eoffner@optonline.net. I've mentioned Dickie's Dream. I mentioned the same personnel as for Open All Night. Let me give you the order of the solos. Basie, Webster, Morton, Wilder, Mulligan, Dickinson, Eldridge, Berry, Hawkins, Wells, Newman, and Basie. Probably composed by Lester Young and Count Basie for the great Dickie Wells, who's of course in the band, and arranged by Nat Pierce. I'm going to introduce one of the greatest jazz recordings ever made. You heard me. One of the greatest jazz recordings ever made. Billie Holiday sings. Billie Holiday wrote Fine and Mellow. It's Billie Holiday, her all-stars, with Roy Eldridge, Doc Cheatham, Vic Dickinson, Coleman Hawkins, Ben Webster, Lester Young, Jerry Mulligan, Mal Waldron on piano, as he usually is for Billie Holiday, Danny Barker, Milt Hinton, and Ossie Johnson. I'll give you the solos now. I'm sure you would recognize it without me, but maybe there are one of two listeners who don't see that after Billie Holiday, you listen to Webster, Young, then Holiday comes back, Dickinson and Mulligan, and then Billie comes back. Then Cheatham is playing in back of Billie Holiday, an obligato. Then Hawkins, Eldridge, and Holiday. It is said that Little Jazz Roy Eldridge took an extra chorus which would otherwise have been played by Doc Cheatham.
Billie Holiday, it's one of a handful of really great jazz singers. Her blues are poetic, highly intense. Playing with her here today are some of the musicians who accompanied her back in the 30s and some of the greatest jazz records ever made. Among the musicians, Roy Eldridge and Doc Cheatham on trumpets, Coleman Hawkins, Lester Young, and Ben Webster on saxophone, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Mal Waldron at the piano, Milt Hinton on bass, Danny Barker on guitar, and O.C. Johnson on the drums. Billie Holiday.
The blues to me is like being very sad, very sick, going to church, being very happy. There's two kinds of blues. There's happy blues and there's sad blues. I don't think I ever sing the same way twice. I don't think I ever sing the same tempo. One night's a little bit slower, next night is a little bit brighter. That's kind of how I feel. I don't know, the blues is sort of a mixed up thing. You just have to feel it. Anything I do sing, it's part of my life.
My man don't love me. He treats me oh so mean. He treats me awful mean. He's the lowest man that I've ever seen. watching to love me. He is so fine and mellow.
Love is like a faucet.
get changed off and on. Sometimes when you think it's on, baby, it has turned off and gone.
That was Some Program. I merely chose it, but the musicians, the producer, the entire endeavor was outstanding. No wonder the musical advisors, Whitney Ballier, whose column in The New Yorker for years and years is unforgettable, Ned Hentoff, who still writes for The Village Voice. And so we heard the classic CBS recording, The Sound of Jazz, from the CBS studio, a television show. What a program. Eric Offner is signing off. I hope to catch you the next time. In the meantime, if you want to get me, reach me, talk to me, 516-627-4468. Or email me at eoffner@optonline.net. That's eoffner@optonline.net. I sure hope I'll catch you the next time out. Bye for now. In our remaining time, we now play Pee Wee Russell, Jimmy Giuffre Quintet, Danny Barker, Milt Hinton, and Joe Jones playing what is called Incomplete Blues for Two Clarinets. Thank you.
heard only a few of the ways that jazz is being played, but you have heard some of its greatest performances. Most of what you've seen and heard has been improvised, both collectively and individually. And that really is what jazz is.